now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
For some reason, cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have to have no sign.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
The Cocktail Nation with Cube Cooper, and we're talking about a little thing called Poly High. More on this interesting educational institution a little bit later on. We're going to be looking at the funeral of Joan Rivers, and a Wisconsin car wrecking yard is about to close. You'll be amazed what is in there. Of course, the best lounge gigs and tiki gigs right across the globe. And let's kick it off with Bobby Fox and a countryman of mine, the lovely Miranda Kerr, a supermodel here, former Victoria's Secret gal. And you're the boss on the Cocktail Nation.
When it comes to twisting, I just gotta keep insisting. Oh, baby, you sure do swing.
When it comes to twisting, I just gotta keep insisting. Oh, daddy, you are the king.
Baby, you got me beat upside down, inside out and across. And in the down on romance and on our baby, you are the queen.
Oh, and push comes to shove when it comes down to love. You're a heart.
Oh, but in the middle of the night when the moon is shining bright, baby, you're the boss.
Nation. Thanks to ultraswank.net.
Thank you.
Cocktailnation with Coop Cooper, all thanks to ultraswank.net, Clouseau with Powerhouse. Carrie Handler joins me on the show to talk about a little thing called Poly High. Hello.
Thank you so much. Yeah, Poly High is, I'll have to backtrack just a little bit. For 9 years, I was with Tiki Magazine. I was the assistant editor and writer and sometime photographer for Tiki Magazine for the first 9 years. And another Tiki Magazine writer, Matthew Rios, and I decided that when Tiki Magazine was sold last August, we still wanted to be able to write and do something in the Tiki world, and we wanted to do something that would not be competitive at all with Tiki Magazine, because we wanted to see it continue to flourish with the new owner and the new writers who are going to be on it. But we wanted to still be able to write and contribute. And we thought to ourselves, well, what's missing from the Tiki scene in terms of publishing? What hasn't been done yet?
Yeah.
And we realized that there was a real need for a hardbound book, a sort of commemorative book of what happened. There's so many things that go on in Tiki, all the events and things like that that happen, the art shows. There was really something that needed sort of a compilation at the end of the year. And then we thought, well, how can we make this fun? And we decided to come up with an imaginary, this is going to be upset people who think it's real, but it's an imaginary school called Poly High, P-O-L-Y-H-A-I. And so, like Polytech or something, but it's Poly High. And it's basically, it's a school, an online school on Facebook, where we teach people higher Tiki education and learning. And we have events. We just put on our first event with Sam Kirsten a few weeks ago. He brought his Tiki Pop in Paris exhibit to the Purple Orchid Tiki Bar in El Segundo, California. So people who couldn't go to Paris and see it could see his slideshow. It was a one-time thing that he did for us, and it was sold out within 36 hours. And we did that, and then we decided also that once we announced that we were a school and that we began to get massive amounts of likes on Facebook from people who knew us from Tiki Magazine and really liking the stories that we were writing on Poly High and the kind of spirit that we had there, they said, well, if this is a school, we should have a yearbook. And so it was really the fans who inspired us to do a yearbook. And that's when we came up with Poly High, the yearbook. And now it's an annual yearbook. We just put out our first one. It has class photos. It has new stories of the year. It has custom craft cocktails by people like Jeff Berry and Martin Kate and Lori Snyder, who I know you know. And it's a heck of a lot of fun, and has a surprise ending too in it. So that's kind of what we've been doing. It's educational and it's fun, and it comes out with the annual school yearbook.
I love the sound of it. You know, if anything, if you play your cards right, there's a good chance you could get some sort of government grants or something like that you might be able to, you know, work it into a high school curriculum or something like that, you know. But for
that's
sure,
a brilliant idea.
You know what would happen? You would probably get some religious groups up in arms saying that you're worshipping Tiki gods, and therefore it's part of the religious curriculum, and therefore that doesn't mesh with the Constitution. So you might have some issues.
You're absolutely right. Yes, I've never thought about getting a grant for any of this stuff. And we just do it for the love, the absolute love and the fun of it. As you well know, the Tiki community are such a cool group of people, so creative, that it's fun to be able to do something just for the love of it and to give back. And I'm really looking forward to, like I said, I have been away in Hong Kong and Tokyo for the last few weeks, but Matthew, my co-founder and partner, and we call him the co-principal, we're both co-principals at Poly High, he is the one who got the delivery of the yearbooks, and he just sent me a message when I was in Hong Kong just saying they look fantastic. I can't wait for people to see the start of this and what they think is going to happen with this. And we're going to continue to do more events, fun, silly, wonderful events, educational events, continue to write and post up everything up on Facebook. And our whole idea is that we want people to contribute. There should be a place where people can sit there and go, I have an idea for a story, and let's post it up. And best stories of the year end up in the yearbook. And, you know, and I love how people are really getting into this you know, school spirit. We have people wearing the school T-shirts now, and which I'll send you one, by the way. Tell me your size. And they post pictures of themselves everywhere wearing their T-shirt very proudly from everywhere, from Hawaii to you know, New Zealand, everywhere they've been wearing their T-shirts around. And that's been great, too.
It's a lot of fun. I love the idea of it too, but from two points of view. I mean, from certainly teaching people about what it's all about, but also from a memory type of thing too. You know, we all grow older, things often change, and we never know whether one thing's going to be around, you know, the next 20 years or not. So it's always fantastic to have this in print. And the people can look back on it at the very least, but certainly what you're doing today is pretty exciting. Any grand plans for the future? What sort of things do you have coming up?
We have an event coming up. We haven't posted it yet, but we're going to be having an event in December. I can't tell you quite what it is yet. I know we're going to be doing, because it is a school, we're actually planning on doing a prom in the spring, a dance party. That's something that we have in the works. Like I said, the yearbook will continue. We have a bunch of great new stories coming out about the upcoming year in Tiki, various things that are going on. Matthew Rios, he's the one who actually started the Poly High AV Club, audiovisual club. And so I know that we're going to do continued screenings of films and things like that at various Tiki bars throughout Los Angeles. And, Brian, like I said, mainly the focus has been all of this leading up to the end of the year, which we consider to be August, the Tiki Oasis in San Diego, which is the largest Tiki event in the country. And that's kind of what we sort of feel at the end of the school year, even though Tiki events now pretty much happen every month. Mm. But and having the yearbook come out every August will sort of be like, we actually even doing a graduation ceremony at this year's Tiki Oasis. For the people who bought their yearbooks, we're actually having a little private gathering for them.
Now, you remember what high school is like. You know, you get your various groups and whatnot.
Oh.
I would imagine
It's awful. We wanted to create something where people actually liked it.
Because I was going to say, yeah. Look, if I was to put myself in the category, I'm probably the guy dating the cheerleader driving the sports car just quietly, okay?
Yeah. I hid in the journalism room for most of my senior year. So that was, it was odd, you know, it's sort of like it's come around full circle. But yeah, that was another reason. We sat there and we, you know, here people, they get their picture in the yearbook. They get to wear their best Aloha shirt or do something completely insane and goofy. And for example, Shag is in the yearbook, and he drew his own self-caricature for his class photo. You know, and you know, some people held their favorite cocktail in their hands. Other people held their children. But they're all in the yearbook, and they're all, everybody who wanted to be in the yearbook got to be in the yearbook for free in class pictures.
I love it.
So they all feel like, oh, we can't wait to get this, and now we get to take it around to events and have our friends sign and our favorite Tiki artists sign it. Our favorite band members sign it. So it really becomes a very personal item that people can carry around and do this.
Now, if people want to grab a copy of this, how do you go about, how do we get involved?
It's very easy. You can find us on Facebook, Poly High, which once again is P-O-L-Y-H-A-I. And just find us on Facebook. Send us a message, and we'd be happy to give you the information. You can order through us. We'll send you, once you contact us, you can also call, email us at Poly High School, which once again spelled the same way, Poly High School, one word, at outlook.com. And we will tell you the information on, the books cost $40, not including shipping, and that's this year's price. And we'll give you the PayPal information, or you can send us a check, and we'll send you the yearbook.
Fantastic.
And if you want to be in next year's yearbook, if your picture wasn't in it this year, yours is, Coop, as you well know.
Thank you.
But you're welcome. If you want to be in next year's yearbook, once again, just keep track of Poly High. We'll have announcements when you can start sending in your class photo, or where we'll be to take your picture if you happen to be in California. But you can send it in. We have people send it as far away as Japan and England. They can send in their class photos. So there's plenty of ways for you to contact us, but just contact us through the Facebook page or through polyhighschool@outlook.com.
I just love it. Thank you very much for talking to us on the show this week. Fascinating concept, so original. I absolutely love it, and I have a feeling this is going to be a big hit. Congratulations, Gary.
Thank you so much, Cooper. We hope to talk to you again soon.
Cocktail Nation.
that age.
You see these people staring at you? They keep peeking over their shoulders, wondering, where are you going tonight? Where are you going, Frank?
Don't tell me not to fly, I've simply got to. If someone takes a spill, it's me and not you.
Don't the Cocktail Nation.
Thank you.
Cocktail Nation with Cy Zentner and Burke's Law. A few weeks ago, I did a special on Joan Rivers. Lo and behold, she gets sick. We mentioned it on the show a couple of weeks ago, and sadly, she passed away. She said, "I want my funeral to be a big showbiz affair with lights, cameras, action, or paparazzi, or a publicist making a scene. I want it to be Hollywood all the way. I don't want some rabbi rambling on." Well, she's been farewelled at a star-studded funeral in New York following her death just last week. Unfortunately, we couldn't get too much information about this on the show last week because it happened so late. Good friend of mine, Hugh Jackman, was among those who performed at the private service. And friend and celebrity Dr. Oz said that it was a fitting farewell.
Well, Hugh Jackman is a wonderful human being and can get a crowd excited about anything. And he was able to get us up and dancing and clapping, and it was like a New Orleans revival.
She's certainly going to be missed, that's for sure, the great Joan Rivers. And I do encourage you to check out the show that I did about her a few weeks ago. And, of course, you can find those links on my website, cocktailnation.net. Coming up soon, we've got a very special Euro spy series that we're going to be kicking off with my old neighbour Kramer. That's going to be happening once a month. It's amazing how many spies were European. So we'll bring that to you later on. But looking forward to bringing this special monthly show to you. Ixtahuli now and Stone Gods of Bimini on the Cocktail Nation.
Agent 86.
86, report to headquarters immediately.
Just a minute, who is this?
This is the chief. Who else would be calling you on your shoe?
The Cocktail Nation.
Donation. Thanks to ultraswank.net and Alpha Jetset and Tema Deanna. Some news this week that a Wisconsin junkyard called Troy Auto Parts is set to be closed. In fact, 4,000 classic cars which are in this precinct are going to be crushed, if not purchased. It's filled with cars from the 50s, 60s and 70s. And there's nothing good about this story, other than the fact that it's not too late to try and save what little can be salvage from Troy's Auto Parts in East Troy, Wisconsin. The wrecking yard has been open for decades and is closing the entire property. It's got to be cleared of cars, trucks and parts by wintertime. And if there is one thing that certainly concerns me and many car enthusiasts, is that they plan to crush something like 4,000 cars. There may not be enough time to get rid of all of these cars and to move them onto proper restorers, which would be just fantastic, but so sad to see if this actually occurs, and then 4,000 cars, which could have been restored, are lost to history. Let's hope that isn't the case. Troy's Auto Parts opened in 1972. At the moment, it covers 27 acres of land. And considering the average junkyard across the United States ranges from 5 to 10, this place is just absolutely huge. I've got some links on my website, cocktailnation.net, if you'd like to check out some of the pictures here, but there are some amazing cars here. There is no doubt about that. You don't want to miss out. Sad, it's always very sad to hear loss of this kind of history. Maybe you're a car enthusiast. Maybe you can save some of these cars. Even if you could just go and pick one up and put it on the back of a trailer and put it in a storage unit or something like that. I'll tell you what, that would be better than, you know, anything. Wish I could do it, but sadly makes it a little bit difficult for me to, A, go there, pick out a car, and then send it back to Australia. So I don't think that's going to be happening. Let's take a look at the word of swank now. Thanks to pastimealbumclocks.com. Wednesday nights at Azul in Palm Springs. We've got DJ Baz. Otto's Grotto every Thursday. Forbidden Island, Alameda. Mod Palm Springs coming up October 10. Mod-palmsprings.com for more information. Jack Crosley's Lost World. This is over at the Otto's Shrunken Head Bar, which is over at 538 East 14th Street in New York City, second Tuesday of every month. September 28th, the third annual Tiki Day. And this is all part of the celebrations. It's an unofficial themed day at Disneyland, but they're going to be checking out the castle, riding the Mark Twain riverboat, and a whole lot of fun. October 22nd, Jennifer Keith Quintet at the Carpenter Performing Arts Center in Long Beach, California. At the end of the year, Buddy Greco playing with the Martini Kings for Weekend at Sinatra's, December 12th through to the 14th, Weekend at Sinatra's.com. And Nutty are playing September 26th at Vitello's Jazz and Supper Club, Studio City. That's Friday, September 26th at 8 p.m. Do check out Nutty. They are a fabulous band. You'll just absolutely love them. Sunny Moon and the crew putting on the big show there. For these gigs and lots more, online, cocktailnation.net. And if there's a gig that you would like to get on the radio show, I'd love to hear from you. Simply email me. We've got the links to contact the show via the website, cocktailnation.net. Vic Damone now and Separate Tables.
Separate tables, two lonely people sit at separate tables. They sit across the room, so near and yet so far. How casual they are. Still I can see he wants her so, but he's afraid to let her know. Separate tables, they were not meant to be at separate tables. And yet, if he loves her as much as I love you, I'm sure of what they'll do. They'll find a separate table just for two. And yet, if he loves her as much as I love you, I'm sure of what they'll do. They'll find a separate table just for two. Thank you.
nights, the daily fights, the quick toboggan when you reach the heights. I miss the kisses and I miss the bites. I wish I were in love again. The broken dates, the endless waits, the lovely loving and the hateful hates, the conversation with the flying plates. I wish I were in love again. No more pain, no more strain. Now I'm sane, but I would rather be Gaga, the pulled out fur of Cat and Kerr, the fine mismating of a him and her. I've learned my lesson, but I wish I were in love again. Sigh, the blackened eye, the words I love you till the day I die, the self-deception that believes the lie. I wish I were in love again. When love congeals, it soon reveals the faint aroma of performing seals, the double crossing of a pair of heels. I wish I were in love again. No more care, no, no despair. Now I'm all there, but I'd rather be punch drunk. Believe me, sir, I much prefer the classic battle of a him and her. I don't like quiet, and I wish I were in love again. In love again.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Nation Lounge Leader Coop Cooper, James Morrison, Nice and Easy. Well, next week on the show, I'm going to be talking to a very cool artist who's behind a great little thing called Panda and Me. Some great art. James Bond meets Panda. You'll love it. I'm going to leave you with Robert Hicks now. And Early Autumn. Stay
here. An early autumn walks the land and chills the breeze and touches with her the summer trees, perhaps you'll understand what memories I own. There's a dance pavilion in the rain, all shuttered down. Window pane shows me a town grown lonely. That spring of ours that started so April-hearted seemed made just for a boy and girl. Would come in view so early, early, darling. If you care, please let me know. I'll meet you anywhere. I miss you so. Let's never have to share another early
thank you.
that spring of ours that started so April-hearted, seem made just for a boy and girl. I never dreamed it you any fall would come in view so to share.